A very interesting thing happens when women enter a certain job field en masse. The average pay for that field decreases. We can see this, for example, in teaching. Teachers are a rather badly paid profession for the work involved. Another example is nursing. The converse is true in IT, especially in programming, which was considered women's work during the dawn of the computer age. Computer programming was seen as menial work at that time. There is a famous photo from 1969 of computer scientist Margaret Hamilton standing next to a pile of papers as tall as she is. It is the code she wrote for the US Apollo space program, specifically the safety measures for the lunar lander. She was assigned to write the software even though people didn't believe anything could go wrong. However, things did go wrong, and Miss Hamilton's code was crucial in saving the mission and the lives of the astronauts. Since IT and all technology fields have become male-dominated, they are now some of the highest-paid jobs in the world. As men joined, prestige rose, and so did the salaries. We can see a similar thing with cooking. Cooking for the family is traditionally seen as women's work, even nowadays. Many women with full-time jobs come home from their workday and start their second shift with the first task of putting dinner on the table. Yet, when you take cooking skills into the professional sphere, suddenly the practitioners are all men. In Russia, where doctors are paid very little, most of the profession is made up of women. When all is said and done, this tells us less about the prestige of jobs themselves and more about how we, as a society, value the labor of men and women.